Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome into Zoe and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It is Adam Jones and Christian Arcand, a night show takeover for the second consecutive day. Our apologies in advance. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock here on a Tuesday with all your phone calls. 617-779-0985. Of course, the NBA, Christian Arcand. The news continues to spin out of control in that league. It's the best time of year in the NBA, because it's certainly not the games. You know, for 4 years in a row, we knew what the finals were going to be. Prior to last year even starting, we knew it was going to be Cleveland and Golden State. We knew Golden State was going to dominate Cleveland. It's exactly how it played out. So, for a while now, the games in the NBA, and I'm an NBA guy, you're an NBA guy.
Sure.
But we can acknowledge the games haven't been so hot. The offseason is great. The offseason is a lot of fun to talk about, and it continued last night with DeMarcus Cousins signing with the Golden State Warriors on mid-level money. $5 million a year on a one-year deal.
Payne's money.
Yeah, Aaron Payne's money, exactly. For a guy who's going to come back, I don't know, January, February, he can ease his way back in with a championship contender, probably grab a ring, maybe get rid of the stink of being a losing player that's followed him around. Maybe that's part of his thought process. That's significant that Golden State gets him.
It's huge.
State gets even better. Pencil him in for another title. What's interesting to me is the story last night, or the detail last night from Chris Haynes, of the Worldwide Leader, that DeMarcus Cousins had narrowed his choices down to the Warriors, who he ultimately chose, and your Boston Celtics.
I was tickled by that as well. Really? DeMarcus Cousins? Wow. I'll tell you what. Danny Ainge, more so than maybe anybody else, is the master of not letting anyone know what he's doing. Like, really. There was not one rumbling. There was not one rumor, no report, no nothing. No one had this. Woj didn't have it. Shams didn't have it. Nobody around here had it. This was completely clandestine.
Well, no one knew about Golden State either.
Right, that's true. But, I mean, still, I think it just sort of speaks to a couple of things. Number one, there was a lot of, I think, an air of inevitability, I guess, that Cousins would go to L.A., that certain people would sort of just leave and go on to play with LeBron. And now here's another one. Here's another player deciding with the opportunity to go wherever he wants. I'm going to head, you know, to Golden State. This is where I'm going to be, and I'll take less money to do it, and I'd rather do that than play with LeBron or play with the Celtics or play with, you know, go stay with the Pelicans, any of those things. And I don't know. I mean, you start to think that you have an idea of what these guys are thinking and where they want to go and what they want to do and sort of how the plan is falling into place. And you keep getting sort of these curveballs. Like, so far, it's not been a very predictable offseason, and I think that's what makes it so exciting. But it also, I don't know, I think the NBA got a little less interesting last night. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Like, well, sure, it's nice that another great player's on that team, but does that make the upcoming season more exciting to you or
no,
not?
No, but I already thought Golden State was winning. So did I.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it really changed my opinion. Here's what might have changed my opinion, and I like the question that Jim Louth asked before the show. I think he framed it properly. If the Celtics got DeMarcus Cousins, if the Celtics signed Boogie Cousins, are they competitive with Golden State? Are they beating Golden State? How do they match up with the Warriors? In other words, if Danny Ainge won this battle with Golden State, do we think that the Celtics are contending? Are they the favorites? Is it still the same? Did it not matter? Is Cousins, you know, a good player, but he's a problem, and they still would have come up short? I'm curious how fans feel about that. 617-779-0985. And I'll give you my my original answer, which is admittedly a cop-out answer, before I give you my real one.
Okay.
My original answer would be, like, how's Cousins going to look when he comes back from this thing?
True.
When does he come back? Is he back in December? That'd be quick. Is he not back until January or February? If he's back, when can he start playing back-to-backs? I understand the idea is to get him healthy for April and May and June. And I understand if he's playing well in the postseason, then what does it matter if he's playing well in January, February, March? Like,
right.
why does that make a difference? But it's just, if he's not coming back till February, that's not a lot of time to play his way into shape. Like, it's really not. And with a guy who already has motor issues, to put it mildly.
Conditioning problems.
He's never been in shape. I don't think he's ever been in shape. And I like him. And I don't think he's ever been in shape. He has all kinds of attitudinal issues, motor issues, weight issues, and now you're adding on this Achilles issue, injury, that players do not come back from. There's not a very good track record, guys his size anyway,
sure,
coming back from that type of injury. So I need to know, like, what's he look like? But if he is 80% of what he's been, and you have Boogie Cousins on this team, I think the Celtics are right there. Not just winning a game or two against Golden State, I think now you're really matching up with them. That's adding another significant all-star level talent, along with getting back Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. I'd listen to anyone who says, yeah, the Celtics would be the favorites if they added Boogie Cousins, and you could tell me he was something approximating being in shape. And I know there's questions about him and how he'd fit in. I get it. I gamble on talent every day of the week before I start worrying about the chemistry on this team and the makeup on this team. Why don't you worry about evening out the talent between yourselves and Golden State, which this move would have done,
right,
before you worry about how it fits in the room, how it matters in the room. I'm much more concerned about evening out the talent. And Boogie, if you're telling me he's healthy or close to it, that would have helped even out the talent.
Yeah, it certainly would have. I mean, you can ask, well, where would he have played? Would he have, you know, started instead of Al Horford? Or what would the situation, you know, Gordon Hayward, like, how would he have fitting into the starting lineup? And I guess those questions are sort of moot now, obviously, since he's not coming here. But I don't think any of that really matters. I think they would have figured out a way to use him. He's a very talented player. And yes, all those concerns you listed are totally rational and I think make a lot of sense. But if you're the Golden State Warriors, you just replaced JaVale McGee. You know, you just replaced Zsa Pachulia with DeMarcus Cousins later on in the year, sure. But that's a risk that you spend $5 million on, absolutely. And the Celtics, I think, offered him somewhere around $8 or something like that. That's absolutely a risk that you take there, of course. And I think what probably happened is Ainge sort of looked at it and, with all those concerns you mentioned, thought, all right, there's a cap. There's a certain limit as to how much I want to offer this guy. I don't have a ton of room anyway. And also, you know, we're not sure if he's going to be healthy. So
the Celtics, I believe why they were able to offer $8, and this is not to bog you down with cap info, but there are different mid-level exceptions for different teams, depending
right
on how far over the luxury tax you are. So the Celtics, I believe, could have offered more money. So again, I'm curious where people or how people feel about the Celtics matching up with Golden State. Like, if they got Boogie Cousins, and I could promise you that he'd be in shape, which is a dangerous thing with him. He's never really been in shape. If I could tell you that he was as in shape as he was before the injury, not in shape, but in Boogie Cousins shape, I could tell you he'd be that by April. Are the Celtics the favorites? Are the Celtics better than Golden State? How close are they to Golden State? 617-779-0985. And if you think they're close, and I think they would be close, I think they would have been close. Listen to this from Adam Himmelsbach. And this came out an hour ago. I had not seen this. This should piss you off. If you think Boogie Cousins would have been a good fit and would have made them competitive with Golden State, would have made them arguably better than Golden State. Adam Himmelsbach. According to a league source, the Celtics never made an offer on DeMarcus Cousins. So here we go. That's the semantics game to me.
Mark Spears said that too.
They never made an offer, or what? Was there an offer there that was understood, but they never actually presented it to him? So screw that part of it. They never made an offer. They talked to him would be the point. They'd heard he might have interest in Boston, and by the time they started to look into it, he was a Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I thought Danny Ainge was the best in the business. I thought Danny Ainge planned for every situation. I thought he had plan A, B, C, all the way through Z. I thought Danny Ainge had everything mapped out. I thought Danny Ainge was on top of everything. I thought Danny Ainge would uncover every rock and stone for talent to figure out a way to get Banner 18 here in Boston. they heard he might have interest in Boston, and by the time they started to look into it, he was a Warrior. What the hell? Like, what? How are you not doing your research on that, Danny? How are you not on top of that?
That doesn't seem... I don't buy that. I don't buy that report.
What do you mean you don't buy it?
It sounds like something that may have come... Because it sounds like something Cousins would say. As in, Cousins doesn't want to make it look like, oh, I got all these offers and I picked Golden State. It sounds better if I say, oh, yeah, the Warriors are the only team that offered me anything, so I went out and took that deal.
Okay, but I don't care about the offer part. It sounds like the Celtics were behind on realizing he was interested in coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they were behind on... To me, it sounds like they were behind on realizing what kind of money he would take. They didn't oh, you want mid-level money? We're interested in that. Let's look into that. Let's do our research on the player. You should have been doing your research on the player the whole time. So that's what I would say. I mean, maybe Himmelsbach is wrong. I mean, I guess that's fine. But if they didn't do their homework on this player, and then all of a sudden they scrambled and offered him, isn't that a bad look? Like, so hang on. So you didn't think he was interested, but now you heard he might be. So then you just turned around and blindly offered him $8 million when you weren't really sure how you felt about the player? That's bad. And why hadn't you done the research in the first place? Look, I'm not going to beat them up over this. Like, guys want to go to Golden State. Guys want to play there. Guys want to ring. I'm sure DeMarcus Cousins, with the biggest knock on him being that he's a choker and a loser and a bad influence in the room, the easiest way to get rid of that is to go win with Golden State. Even if he's riding coattails and he wouldn't be the guy leading, some will see through that. Many will just look at the ring and go, oh, yeah, he won. And that'll take the stink of losing off of him a little bit. But I think if you have Boogie Cousins, you're closer, for sure, to Golden State. They don't have him, and you do. You're closer. I'm willing to look the other way on some of the off-court issues with him, because you have to level out the talent before you worry about the makeup, before you worry about the chemistry. Your chemistry and makeup, I got news for you, isn't beating Golden State. You need talent. And Cousins would do that for you. So how did Danny Ainge not know? Again, according to Adam Himmelsbach, they heard he might have interest, and by the time they started to look into it, he was with Golden State. That's a problem.
According to a league source?
You didn't do your due diligence. Yeah, according to a league source, yes.
Why Celtic source?
I don't know.
It just sort of seems like, who would know that?
I don't know.
Like, who would give them that information? Why would that be
what
out
are you,
there?
What are you driving at?
I'm driving at the fact that I don't necessarily think that that Ainge was caught napping here. Well, that doesn't sound like him.
I doubt that came from the Celtics then. I don't think the Celtics want to leak out that they're asleep at the wheel. No.
No, but maybe Golden State did to make Cousins look better. Like, oh, yeah, we got there first. You know, this was our thing. Maybe it came from the Warriors. Who knows where it came from? It seemed like Haynes saying that Cousins had it narrowed down to the Warriors and the Celtics, but the Celtics never made an offer doesn't quite jive
again,
with me either.
Forget the offer part. That, to me, is semantics. Did they know he wanted to come here? Were they prepared for him to come here? Were they napping while Golden State was maneuvering? That's what I'm curious about. That's not the book on Danny Ainge.
It's not. That's why I'm having a hard time believing this. That's all.
Well, or maybe the book's wrong.
Could be that, too.
Maybe the book overstates things a little bit. You know, maybe boy, Danny turns over every rock and stone and looks for everything, and now he's prepared for... he's got plan A, B, C, D. Don't forget about X, Y, and Z. Well, it doesn't sound like it. So I know what the book is on Danny Ainge. Maybe the book's wrong. 617-779-0985. How do you feel about it, Celtics fan? Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe you didn't want him anyway. That's what happens a lot, Arcand. When a big name signs elsewhere, I didn't really want him anyways. Then he comes here and you throw a parade.
Right.
So maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe you don't want a guy with attitude issues, motivational issues, weight issues, like DeMarcus Cousins. And I acknowledge all of those. 617-779-0985. Let's just get into the Celtics, I guess, rumored interest. Maybe they were interested too late in a guy who is moody and overweight and has plenty of issues fitting in their room, their makeup, their chemistry. 617-779-0985. We're off and running here on a Tuesday with all your phone calls next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Get on.
So I would have been down for the Celtics to bring in Boogie. I 100% would have been down. And this is where Celtics fans get in tough territory, Christian Arcan. And it's Jones and Arcan taking you up until 2 o'clock. No Zoe, no Beetle today. 617-779-0985. You know, we're talking about the Celtics and their interest in DeMarcus Cousins. They wanted him. You know, now maybe they didn't want him enough. Maybe they didn't realize they wanted him. Maybe they panicked and offered him last second. Because according to Adam Himmelsbach, they didn't know he was interested in Boston until it was too late. And by that point, he was already a Warrior. So whether they, quote-unquote, offered him or not, I don't know. That feels like semantics to me. One person's offer, it's understood. Is it actually presented to him on a contract? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But it sounds like Danny Ainge is a little behind the eight ball on this. And so Celtics fans are in a weird spot because you kind of have to defend him, Arcan, right? Like, yeah. Oh, Danny didn't get outmaneuvered. Danny doesn't get outmaneuvered. He probably didn't even want him. Wrong. He offered him. He actually offered him more money than Golden State offered. We got this tweet from Paulie G. At Adam Jones 98.5 at Christian Arcan. Hey, Jones, maybe the book on Cousins is he has a catastrophic injury and excessive character concerns. Okay, so why'd your GM offer him then? Why'd your GM want him? You know, it's like the Celtics were in on him. It was down to the Celtics and the Warriors. So why were the Celtics in? Why were they in?
Yeah.
617-779-0985.
One thing from this, and the undefeated Mark Spears just posted a oral history, basically, of the last 24 hours. And it sounds like Cousins made the call. Sounds like Cousins called Golden State, certainly, and maybe Boston, too. We don't know. That's not in there, but... If he was the one who initiated this, then that certainly took a lot of people off guard.
So, true, but it sounds like one team dealt with it better than the other. So here's the team got him
and the other team didn't.
Here's the story from Mark Spears, right? And it is quite dramatic. DeMarcus Cousins was sleepless and confused in Las Vegas, Arkent. Sleepless and confused.
Hunter S. Thompson over here.
Yeah, right. Seriously. Spears, the real wordsmith. The four-time NBA All-Star was an unrestricted free agent who was supposed to be as coveted as anyone available other than LeBron James and Paul George. Sure, Boogie was recovering from a torn Achilles tendon injury and has a reputation for being emotional and prone to technical fouls. But the New Orleans Pelicans free agent also averaged 25 points per game and 13 rebounds while shooting three-pointers better than most guards. It was 5 a.m. Pacific time on Monday morning, and nearly 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, it wasn't 90 degrees Celsius.
Nope.
Okay, good. So the Earth wasn't on fire.
I usually give my degrees in Kelvin, but that's just me.
Important detail there.
A wide-awake Cousins was standing on the balcony in his off-season home, alone. I was shocked. I didn't believe it. It was rough. A pretty emotional night, Cousins told the undefeated in a phone interview on Monday night. Just before the sun peeked in on another sweltering Vegas day, you can feel the heat. The perspiration on his forehead. Cousins called his longtime agent, you guys know him, Yaron Akana.
Good enough.
His longtime agent, Yaron Akana, with a shocking plan. How about signing the mid-level exception with an elite team? How about giving the reigning NBA champion Warriors a call? Despite the fact they already had four All-Stars to see if they were interested. I was effed up, Cousins said to Yaron. I said, let's make a call. He was shocked. It was very insulting to not receive an offer, but I understand I had prepared myself for this. So around 8 a.m., Eastern time, I forget now. Was this local time? Eastern time. The Fahrenheit
Vegas
was
is mountain
Pacific
time, right?
Pacific time, excuse me.
Okay. Yes.
Started at 5 a.m. Pacific time.
It said, you never go to sleep in Vegas. Around 8 a.m., Cousins said he called Warriors general manager Bob Myers, which is not a misprint. He called Bob Myers. Myers cannot talk about free agents until they can sign with teams on Friday, but when Myers can speak, boy, does he have a story to tell. Imagine Myers picking up his cell phone, and a man with a deep voice says, hey, this is DeMarcus Cousins. Got a minute?
The dynamite DeMarcus Cousins impression.
So it goes on and on. You know, Boogie calls him out of the blue. Go figure. He calls him out of the blue. And we were talking about this a little bit off the air. Like, how does Danny get caught off guard? And are you okay with Danny getting caught off guard? And there's another line in here. It says, Bob deserves all the credit for making this happen, one member of the Warriors who asked not to be identified. Make that happen real fast. So maybe Boogie started calling around. Maybe it wasn't just Golden State. He started calling around and said, hey, who can I go to rehab my image, maybe win a title, and chase mid-level money? Golden State's the favorite in the West. Celtics are the favorite in the East. Let's call them both. Hey, Danny. It's Boogie Cousins. Got a minute? Same thing he did with Bob Myers. And next thing you know, the Warriors did a better job of taking the ball and running with it. The Warriors did a better job of being ready, quote-unquote, real fast than Danny Ainge, which actually lines up with what Himmelsbach is saying. That's how they got caught off guard. They didn't know he was interested until he called Danny. They didn't know. And then they were scrambling. They heard he might have interest from him, and by the time they started to look into it, he went to Golden State. I don't know. Does that add up? Does that story line up?
It does. What it could also be is that they called Cousins called Myers first.
Mm-hmm.
Myers said, "Oh yeah, we're really into this. Let me call you right back." Cousins calls Danny and says, "Hey, I'm available." Danny says, "Okay, great. We'll call you right back." He goes back to Myers, and Myers is ready to offer him something. It might have just been a case of one and then the other, and you know, Danny didn't say, "Yes, we'll sign you. Get over here right now. Let's do it immediately." And I don't think that's necessarily a smart way to do business anyway. But it could have been something as simple as he called Golden State first. Golden State got back to him first.
I just feel like Danny, I thought Danny's ready for everything. I thought Danny understands everything. I thought he turned over every rock and stone. I thought he was prepared. I thought he had plans A, B, C, and X, Y, Z. I thought that's what Danny had. And it sounds like he wasn't ready for Boogie Cousins. That's what it sounds like to me. 617-779-0985. Do you have a problem with that, Celtics fans? Did you even want him in the first place? And if they got him, how close would they be to Golden State? Again, 617-779-0985. Let's start it off with Steve in the car. What's up, Steve?
Well, I mean, first of all, if we had Cousins and Hayward and Irving were healthy, I think we're beating Golden State. Those are three top 15 players in the NBA. I think Danny Ainge has been trying to look into Cousins for years, so I highly doubt that he was missed a beat on that. Another point I want to make is we're not beating Golden State, and I don't think the Lakers are done making moves. I've heard maybe Damian Lillard. They're looking at Anthony Davis. So either when the Lakers get better and Golden State the way it is, we're not beating either one of those teams with the team we have now. We still need to go out and get Leonard, in my opinion.
Okay, so I actually want to get into the Kawhi stuff because I'm interested in rolling the dice on Kawhi Leonard the same way Oklahoma City rolled the dice on Paul George, and they wound up being rewarded for it. Didn't look good there for a while.
Sure.
They gave up Oladipo, which is a big piece to give up, just like, I don't know, giving up Jaylen Brown would be a big piece to give up. But at the end of the day, they get Paul George for 5 years, the year they just got out of him and four more on the contract.
Right.
So I do want to get into the Kawhi piece of it. But I agree. I don't think the Lakers are done. Golden State, they already were the favorite. But I really don't know that Boogie Cousins changes the Golden State outlook for like years to come. It's a one-year deal.
Right. And he'll probably get paid a lot of money somewhere
right.
else. And if he does have a good year,
the
I doubt
idea
he'll
is,
stick around.
Right. Yeah. The idea is he rehabs his image and then he goes and gets paid next year instead of this year. I mean,
right.
that's like the deal on the surface.
And the Warriors, by the way, marched through the entire NBA for two straight seasons with Pachulia and JaVale McGee. So, I mean, it's sort of like they'll be okay without him. They'll be very good with him, potentially. That's sort of where I am with this. The Warriors didn't have to make this move in order to be favorites in the NBA championship next year.
No.
That was already the case. It was probably the case even before they signed Durant. Let's be honest here. Like, this is the rich getting fat, like Putin rich right now.
So I agree. The Warriors didn't need him. But if your GM didn't have his pants down and your GM was ready to go sign him and he outmaneuvered Golden State, maybe you'd be that much closer. Maybe you'd be right there neck and neck with the Warriors. I think you would be if you had Boogie Cousins and you could tell me he's anything approaching healthy and in shape by his own standards. I don't mean, you know, cut and fit. I mean, like, just get back to the Boogie you were pre-injury.
Mm.
If you could tell me he's anything approximating that, the Celtics are right there with Golden State. Toss up. 617-779-0985. That's how I feel. You can tell us how you feel. And I want to get back into Kawhi Leonard. How do you feel about the Celtics now chasing a piece like Kawhi now that Golden State just got even better? We'll get to that after the headlines from Christian Arcan.
Hey, this is DeMarcus Cousins. Got a minute?
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox 4-3 winners in their series opener against the Nationals last night. Mookie Betts' 21st home run of the season. a solo shot in the seventh inning, but he also saw Rick Porcello rip a three-run double in the second inning off Max Scherzer and pick up the win, striking out five over six innings of work. The two teams continue this series tonight. Brian Johnson getting the start opposite Tanner Rourke. Also last night in the majors, Yankees lost to the Braves in an 11-inning matchup. 5-3 was your final score at the stadium. Red Sox back in first place by a full game in the American League East. A lot of NBA news. We'll start with the Celtics, who yesterday finalized their deal with Brad Wanamaker. Terms of that deal not disclosed yet, however. DeMarcus Cousins is off to Golden State on a one-year deal. ESPN reporting it's worth $5.3 million. ESPN also reporting that the Celtics were Cousins' second choice. Lakers signed former Celtics guard Rajon Rondo to a one-year $9 million deal last night. And in World Cup action today, Sweden and Switzerland are scoreless in the 33rd minute. Colombia and England coming up later this afternoon. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Ace Ticket. They have the best deals on seats with the outstanding customer service you deserve. Visit aceticket.com. I'm Christian Arcand on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Get down. 10:38 here on the Sports Hub. It is Adam Jones and Christian Arcan taking you up until 2 o'clock. Well, Boogie Cousins talk for you. Who knew? Signs with Golden State. Apparently the Celtics were interested. I guess his interest can be questioned. And I'm curious where Celtics fans are at on all this. 617-779-0985. The report from Chris Haynes last night. Cousins came down to the Celtics and the Warriors. He chose Golden State. The report about an hour ago from Adam Himmelsbach of the Boston Globe. The Celtics didn't really know he was interested, and then they kind of scrambled and made an offer last second, except they actually never made an offer, according to Himmelsbach. Chris Mannix of Yahoo just tweeted out, and, you know, not for nothing, not saying Haynes and Himmelsbach aren't plugged in, but Mannix pretty plugged in with the Celtics. Wouldn't overstate DeMarcus Cousins' interest in Boston. Cousins' camp alerted Boston to its potential interest in signing there, per source, but the deal with Golden State was wrapped up before the Celtics made an offer. So again, I mean, we can quibble about how interested Cousins was in the Celtics. Maybe he was always going to pick Golden State. Maybe. My point is, the Celtics were scrambling to get a player they wanted. Like, why were you... Maybe you wouldn't have got him even if you were prepared.
Right.
But why weren't you prepared for the player? That's my gripe. Like, fine. Maybe he was going to Golden State at the end of the day the whole time. That's probably the case. I don't even argue with that. Ask yourself, where would you rather sign? Golden State or Boston? Would you rather win or not? Like, that one's not that hard.
Not hard.
So he probably would have gone to Golden State the whole time. The story to me with this is, why wasn't Danny ready? Why wasn't he ready? Because, again, listen again to what Mannix said. Wouldn't overstate Cousins' interest in Boston. His camp alerted Boston to their potential interest in signing there. But the deal with Golden State was wrapped up before the Celtics made an offer. So again, it sounds like they got caught off guard for a player they wanted. You don't make an offer to a guy you don't want, do you? And Mannix says they made an offer. Himmelsbach said they didn't. So that feels like semantics to me. Did they actually present him with a contract? Like, did they have an understanding of what he would have got? Did they actually offer it? Like,
throw out a number?
Yeah, that feels to me like semantics.
Yeah.
They wanted him, is the point. And they didn't really know that he was available. And again, even if Danny was prepared, he might have gone to Golden State. He probably would have gone to Golden State. But why wasn't he prepared?
I think it has something to do with Jones, the fact that he signed a mid-level exception, and most teams probably assume that he would be going and signing for big money somewhere. He didn't get those offers, so he decided to call and say, hey, I'd be willing to do this. And no, I mean, that's sort of like expecting Danny to be able to read his mind. Like, unless he knows the details
of
every offer he gets or doesn't get.
What do you think plan X, Y, and Z is? What do you think plan X, Y, and Z is? A, B, and C.
To hope DeMarcus Cousins wants to take a mid-level exception? How would he possibly know that?
A, B, I thought he planned for everything.
But that's mind-reading stuff.
I thought he planned for everything. I thought he planned for every scenario.
$18 million last year, Jones.
So you just
assume he's going to take 13 less? I mean, he could call people and tell them that.
It's okay to say Danny wasn't prepared for this, and Danny got caught off guard. It's okay to say
anyone was prepared for this.
Okay.
Golden State wasn't either, I don't think.
Including Danny.
All right, fine. So no one was.
No, so just again, I thought he turned over every rock. I thought he had everything I thought he had everything mapped out. Danny's got plans and fallback plans and fallback plans to the fallback plans. He has X, Y, and Z. And he didn't see this coming? They're scrambling to make an offer. and then they ultimately offer or they ultimately show interest, too little, too late. Like, that feels like a story, especially if you believe, like I do, that Cousins could change the complexion of the Celtics and Golden State. I think everyone can agree it makes it closer.
Definitely.
So that feels like a big miss. No, that feels like a big player to not be prepared on. We're not talking about Brad Wanamaker at the end of the bench. You know, we're not talking about a scrub. We're talking about a guy that makes it closer for a title. And Danny wasn't ready.
Well, Danny wanted to sign him, but he was really busy finalizing that Wanamaker contract. You know, he had to get across all the T's, dot all the I's on Wanamaker, and he just, you know, one thing at a time. You got to task mask a little bit, but yeah. I don't know. Listen, if he truly wasn't prepared and no one else in the league was prepared, I don't necessarily think it's fair to hold Danny Ainge to a higher standard than literally everybody else in the league. Why?
Because people think he's the best GM in the league. The best GM should be prepared.
I don't know. Does everyone think he's the best GM in the league?
What separates him from every other scrub GM? He's ready for everything. Supposedly, that's what I get told. That's what I get banged over the head with. So if he's not ready, then maybe that's just inaccurate. I thought what separated him was that he was prepared for situations like this. He's caught with his pants down like everybody else. Then he's like everybody else. Don't tell me he's special.
The idea that he should have been expected to be ready for Cousins to do this when it's very unusual for a player to do this, I think is unfair.
Okay, so Danny's like every other GM.
This sense, yes.
Danny's like every other GM.
In this particular sense, sure.
Okay, this guy wants to come here? Sure, I'll be interested in signing him. He's not planning moves and moves ahead. I thought he could figure out, like, draft picks years in advance. I thought he knew the lottery years in advance. He knew that Brooklyn was going to be bad. Then he knew that the Lakers were going to be bad. Now he knows that the Kings are going to be bad. Like, it's like, he can figure all those things out, but he can't figure out that Boogie Cousins may not get a big offer coming off an Achilles injury and may have to settle for less money. He couldn't figure that out?
I think that's a pretty big reach, yeah. They wouldn't get...
Why?
$13 million less than what he was making last year. It's still an all-star. I mean, the guy, yeah, he's coming off an injury, but to feel like he would... Like, it's obvious that he might, you know, do a mid-level exception, I think, is way
maybe
over...
Maybe not mid-level exception, but just he was going to go for less than everybody was anticipating. Those are the things I expect Danny to know. I thought Danny has a good read on the market. Sounds like he had no read on this market. 617-779-0985. And again, we're not talking about whiffing on the 12th guy on the bench. We're talking about whiffing on a guy that may change the outlook between the Celtics and Golden State. And again, if you don't agree with me on that, then fine. It makes it closer, right? You agree it makes it closer.
The Warriors
don't have Golden State, and you do. That's a big difference. 617-779-0985. Let's get to the Kawhi stuff coming up. Let's continue to knock out some phone calls. Jeff is in Nashua. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. So being on hold, I've quickly changed my take. I think your call screener had me down for not wanting Cousins. Listening to everything that you said and about Ainge, I called you last year and said I wanted him to trade for him, but I do want Cousins at all the points that you had brought up.
Hang on, Jeff.
That was a quick turnaround.
Hang on. So you wanted him last year at the deadline. Then earlier in your phone call, you didn't want him, but you're back on board.
Hey, flip flopping. But listen, okay. So what it is I agree with what you said, and I think one of the things that happened, I think the Warriors were way ahead of Ainge on this. That's why they let JaVale McGee go. The guy signed for $5.3 million. Aaron Bain signed for $5.5 million, and or maybe Cousins signed for $5.8 million. So, you know, the Warriors might have been way ahead on this. Maybe they had some collusion going on.
I mean, look, if we're gonna start accusing teams of collusion, then there's gonna be a long list because everybody in the NBA is colluding.
Probably, yeah.
So, you know,
but the caller makes a good point. Aaron Baines and JaVale McGee are the type of players that sign for that kind of money, and that's sort of what the market is for Ainge to be able to predict that kind of shift and no interest whatsoever to be in DeMarcus Cousins this year from any other team at a regular market rate.
That wasn't his point. His point was that Danny did get outmaneuvered.
No, I know, but he was also sort of saying, you know, we saw this because Baines and McGee signed for that sort of money. I don't know if that's the point he was actually making, but he did say that. So, you know, if you look at it from that perspective, and if everyone is, you know, the Lakers and all these other teams, I think if they were taking an honest look at Boogie Cousins, would think, yeah, $18 million isn't a lot. And maybe Ainge should have thought one step ahead and thought, okay, if everyone thinks this about him, maybe we can slide in with a smaller offer and get him. But I think it's really, I mean, that's just a lot of pieces have to fit together in order for that narrative to be like, yeah, let's do this. It's obvious we should know this.
Okay, but once you find out, what was the holdup? Why didn't you offer? What homework were you doing?
We don't know what the timeline is.
How did Himmelsbach phrase it again? Like they had to do their research? Like, what are you doing research for?
I thought you were...
How do you not know that? How do you not do that? That's my point. How were you not ready? If he saw, even if he didn't know it was the mid-level, How are you not ready that, boy, he may not get a great offer coming off an Achilles injury when we have all the questions. Ask any talk radio caller, Arcand. They all have a million questions about Cousins. Bad teammate, overweight, motor issues, he's a loser. Like, talk radio callers know that about him. And now Danny Ainge, one of the best GM, maybe the best GM in the NBA, can't put together two and two with off-court questions about Cousins and a significant injury that he may get less. Not mid-level less, but less. So now you're scrambling. By the time they started to look into it and heard he might have interest, he was already going to Golden State. That sounds like you're playing catch-up. Why were you playing catch-up? If you find out he wants the mid-level, you go, boom, here's the mid-level, done. What are you starting to do? What's the homework? What work needs to be done that you couldn't have done it before?
The idea that, first of all, the attitude and the injury thing are two very different things. There's a lot more weight on the injury.
I know, but you should have been doing your work on that. You should have been comfortable with Cousins' medicals as much as you can be. You should have been comfortable with all your background checks. Like, you should have done all that. Not, oh, he's interested in the mid-level, let's start now.
Hey,
That's too late.
They were looking at Robert Williams' medical before they drafted him.
Okay, so you there know? You go, again.
It doesn't necessarily work like that.
It just doesn't feel like a great run for Ainge. It doesn't feel like a great run in terms of scrambling at the last second, and or the book's wrong on Danny. And or he doesn't have plan X, Y, and Z. And or that's just a nice narrative that sounds good for Danny Ainge, but it's a good point, actually, Arcan. He was doing medicals last second on Robert Williams, too. And now he's scrambling for DeMarcus Cousins.
And he said that. That was from him, not anybody else.
So what happened to Ainge? 617-779-0985. Let's follow up on the Kawhi stuff coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're coming up on 11 o'clock, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Adam Jones and Christian Arcan in for Zoe Beadle. We got Dan Shaughnessy standing by. He'll join us at the top of the hour. But first, want to tell you about the Sports Hub and the American Red Cross Blood Drive on Saturday, July 14th. You can donate from 10 a.m. to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. There will be raffles and games throughout the day. Walk-ins are welcome, but maybe more prudent to schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. Again, redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive on Saturday from 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. That would be Saturday, July 14th. Arcan, something I wanted to discuss about the Celtics prior to all this Boogie Cousins news coming down, and maybe this changes the outlook on it, is whether or not watching what OKC did with Kawhi Leonard,
with Paul George,
impacts your view on Kawhi Leonard. And when I ask that, like, Oklahoma City gave up Victor Oladipo, who was phenomenal this year, much better than I expected, much better than most expected, and Sabonis, for a chance now to convince Paul George to stay in OKC.
Right.
And he wanted to go to the Lakers. He was telling teams around the league he wanted to go to the Lakers, just like Kawhi Leonard right now. And OKC, you know, a nothing town on the NBA grid. Granted, he has Russell Westbrook, but what NBA stars want to go to Oklahoma City? What history is there in Oklahoma City? The freaking Thunder could convince an all-star, all-NBA level player in Paul George to stay with them because they have the most money to offer. They have star power in Russell Westbrook. Shouldn't the Celtics be able to do that in their sleep? If the Thunder can keep Paul George, who wanted to go to L.A., and they can prevent that from happening, shouldn't Danny Ainge, best GM in the sport, though now I have my questions after Robert Williams, he wasn't ready for him, and Boogie Cousins wasn't ready for him either, best GM in the sport, one of the most historic franchises in all the sports, forget just the NBA, 17 banners, you know, look at all the retired numbers, the history, Red Auerbach, the cigar smoke, all of it, the leprechaun, you can't sell him on all of that, the parquet floor? You can't convince him to stay in Boston after 1 year and somehow the Thunder can do that with Paul George. I have been on board with trading Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard. And maybe you think now after Golden State gets Boogie Cousins, you're even further away from the Warriors. Maybe. So maybe that changes people's outlook on this. I'm still okay with Danny rolling the dice on Kawhi Leonard, commitment or not, giving up Jaylen Brown. They should be able to convince Kawhi to stay. What's the difference between him and Paul George?
Well, personality-wise, I'm not really sure. I don't know exactly what makes either one of those guys tick. I was very surprised for Paul George to do that for all the reasons you just listed. Oklahoma City was a fourth seed last year. It's not like they were number one. It's not like they've ever won a championship. It's not like they're some, you know, NBA factory like the Warriors are. Or even the Lakers, which is a place where, you know, he grew up and being a great Laker has sort of this history to it. Oklahoma City doesn't have any of that. What Oklahoma City had, it seems like, was Sam Presti. And Russell Westbrook. And again, neither one of those guys have ever won anything. Like, no. Ainge has championships over him. He's got pretty much all that stuff. Now, maybe if it was Paul George that Ainge was talking to, that might have worked on him. I don't know what Kawhi Leonard's going to think. I don't know if he'd be that, I don't want to say influenced, that swayed by the slick talking of a guy like Sam Presti or a guy like Danny Ainge or whatever it is that Presti said to this guy to make him want to stay in Oklahoma for freaking 4 years. Like, that's... It's mind-boggling. I don't know enough about it to say for sure that, you know, Kawhi Leonard should be able to, you should be able to do the same thing with Kawhi Leonard. Like, those are two different people, and they probably have very different outlooks on life. That's sort of what I think.
At the end of the day, money usually talks.
Usually,
and the team with the rights can offer more money than anybody. So, I don't know. I would imagine money spoke to Paul George. And I'd imagine money would speak to Kawhi Leonard, too. You get him here in Boston... He likes the atmosphere. He likes the fit. The team's going to win the East in their sleep. I don't know. I like to think that you could appeal to Kawhi Leonard. You have a whole year to convince him to stay. The Thunder just did it with Paul George. The Thunder just did it with Paul George. They have no history. They have nothing. They could keep Paul George. Danny Ainge should roll the dice on Kawhi. If the holdup is being afraid to give up Jaylen Brown because Kawhi may bolt in a year, then you need to do a better job doing the full court press, the sales pitch to keep Kawhi Leonard. You should be able to do that. You're the Celtics. You're not the Thunder. You're the Celtics with all the history. You should be able to do that. So I feel even stronger about giving up Jaylen Brown to get Kawhi here. You hope someday Jaylen Brown is Kawhi Leonard.
Sure.
Kawhi Leonard right now is Kawhi Leonard. And he makes you a lot closer to Golden State. And I think even with Boogie over there, you get Kawhi Leonard, we're talking again. Toss up. Like, the Celtics are right there with Kawhi Leonard. Right there. 617-779-0985. Nate's in Marblehead. What do you got tonight, Nate? This morning. I'm used to talking now. There's no windows in here, Arcan. I don't know what the hell time of day it is. This afternoon, this morning, Nate, what do you have?
Hey, how we doing?
Hi, Nate.
First of all, happy fourth and happy free agency. I just wanted to lay out a quick take on LeBron and what he's left in Cleveland. An absolute pile of rubbish. And I think it's kind of going under the table because everyone's just, you know, kind of praising his jersey instead of burning it. I just wanted to play a little devil's advocate to that. So I'm just going to lay out what he's done. So dating back to a couple of years ago, traded Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. And this is all, you know, LeBron's GM strategies.
So Nate, I can streamline this, right? Because I agree with this take 100%. Traded Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love. You could have Wiggins, who I think is an overrated player, but at least he's young and you know.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to be giving up Kevin Love very shortly.
I don't feel like he's gotten much better.
Yeah.
Like, so he's not improving that much.
So whatever. Yeah. I mean, Wiggins would be a nice young player, I think, to have. But sure. I like Love. He also forced Kyrie Irving out of town. Mm-hmm. Like, Irving saw LeBron was going to bolt, so Irving left him first, which I think is smart. He forced the Cavs to sign... not only his buddies, but literal business partners, you know, guys who work for or who one of his best friends, Rich Paul, is the agent for, Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith. So he maxed out their cap. And on the way out the door is a little parting gift. He said, hey, guys, I really like Colin Sexton, the point guard out of Alabama. Why don't you draft him at 8? And so they drafted him. So now they're stuck with a bunch of things LeBron wanted, and LeBron wants to cry and act like, oh, how was I supposed to win here? Even though he signed off on every single one of those moves.
Yeah.
That's just why I don't feel bad for him at all. I didn't feel bad when he left Cleveland the first time. He wanted all those moves, Shaq and Anton Jameson and Mo Williams. He wanted all the big money re-signings in Miami that got old and decrepit. Shabazz Napier on the way out the door. And same thing now. Like, if you haven't caught on to that with LeBron James, I don't know what to tell you. Like, he's 1,000,000% consistent in doing that at every single stop.
Not a good GM. No. Pretty good player, not a good GM.
No, not long-term anyway. Yeah. He's good at pulling the string short-term. Long-term, not so much. 617-779-0985. A lot of NBA talk in the books. We'll get to some NBA. And also, we have to get to David Price, Red Sox, Yankees, all that good stuff with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe right after the headlines here from Christian Arkin.